having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian, you must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an obispo. You were sent as an occupational troop to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to build on the earth.
Notice the hunger level in test service is high. Hallelujah. Praise God. Spiritual warfare. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there's a way the consciousness of the limited time affects teachings that are supposed to be protracted teachings. So you don't know what to give, what to keep. Amen. You are thinking, okay, what do I say within a short time? Hallelujah. But God's grace, amen. God has helped us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, the triumphant church, part 4C. Amen. Part 4C. Hallelujah. We'll just read the anchor scripture very quickly. Matthew 16, 18 and 19. We'll read that fast. And then we'll get into business. Okay. Thank you, TUP. Can you celebrate them? Hallelujah. I just have a way of picking my heart. Glory to God. Calm down. You have not reached there. From time to time, I want it to happen always. Amen. They're going, oh. Praise God. So was the talk romantic or something? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter. Are you ready? Yes, glory to God. Pelu savena kesaya. Tevira pena to sepata. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare. That's what we began to talk about in this part of the triumphant church. So read the anchor scripture. And I say unto you that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We have taught extensively from here, okay? So just read the scripture and jump into continuing from where we stopped. And I see unto you, verse 19. Now I've read this already. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. You know the next scripture to read, Ephesians 6:12-18. Thank you, Lord. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That means our fight is not against mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, mother-outlaws, amen. Neighbors, wicked aunties, wicked uncles, they are not your focus. Satan may use them from time to time, but don't be deceived. They are not the focus. If you kill them, Satan will move to another person. Amen. Of course, I'm not saying some people don't have to die. Glory to God. Some people, they are wicked people that have to die. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you must look beyond the human, beyond the horses. Okay, you must look at the riders. The Bible says he has thrown both the horse and the rider into the sea. Hallelujah. But the focus is the rider. Hallelujah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Then he begins to show us the spiritual entity and Satan's organized, stratified structure of power that we have to deal with. Now, a lot of people have taught this to be the different cadres of demonic authority. I believe it too. But whatever order it goes, that is not really your focus. Amen. Hallelujah. The revelation there is that, number one, we are not dealing with physical beings, okay, or natural humans, when we are engaging the forces of darkness. When we talk about spiritual warfare, you have to understand that we have an arch adversary. His name is Satan the devil. Hallelujah. And all of his cohorts, amen, from hell. Glory to God. So he began to list them. He says, but against principalities. Those are authorities, amen. Against powers. Those are those who execute the strategies. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. The rulers of the darkness of this world. That's the powers in the dark world, amen. The rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places or in high places. Glory to God. And now said, stand therefore. He said, therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. He says, having none to stand, stand therefore. And then he gives us the protective, defensive armor. And then towards the end, he gives us the offensive one. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, stand therefore. Just jump to verse 16, 17. We talked about the sword of spirit, which is the armor of God. That's verse 17. And then he says, praying always. Our focus is not the armor. Amen. Okay. So this helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, which is the rhema of God. The sword of the spirit. I'm going to come back here in this discussion of spiritual warfare. I'm going to come back to 17 and 18. Hallelujah. But let's sort out the foundation. Glory to God. So I said that Satan is organized in his dealings. Okay. And we deciphered or demonstrated or showed you the different layers of Satan's interest. That is very important. Now, there are Christians that don't think like that. They just think that Satan is just interested in them, in their family, okay, in their job, in their well-being. Now, that is just a smaller part of something bigger. Praise God. Glory to God. All through scriptures, when you see the devil fighting people at personal level in a certain way, he's just fighting something bigger. Amen. Satan fights what he fears. Those were in second service. I told you that noticing our patriarchs, when Satan saw that God was interested in Abraham, what did he do? He shut the womb of his wife. But the power of God opened it up. Hallelujah. It's amazing that no story in the Bible of covenant people, listen to this, who had issue with giving birth ended that way. Are you aware? None. Absolutely none. None. There was supernatural intervention. Are we together? Glory to God. So very important. Satan is attacking your finances in a way is beyond you. There's a big picture. Glory to God. There's a big picture that is after. So many people think that, okay, warfare is about just dragging at personal level. It's beyond that. That happens, but it's beyond that. As kingdom people, my assignment this morning is to raise your vision. To understand the different layers of Satan's interest, and then number two, to understand how he works. Okay, his organogram of operation, his structure of operation, he's very organized and structured. And then number three, to understand how that applies to you. How that applies to you at personal level, family, and territorially. Are we together? What is the application for you? What is the application for you? God is faithful, amen. And I'm talking to someone, God is faithful. Have no fears. Have no fears. God has not forgotten you, amen. He has not. Don't let your mind play games on you. God has not forgotten you. Glory to God. God has not forgotten you. That thing that looks like is bringing shame to you, forget about it. God is using the same thing to bring double glory to you. I speak by the Spirit, amen. So judge God faithful. Raise your head high. Do you understand? Don't let Satan. No. Don't let Satan. Okay, is it because of what I did? Is it because I'm not qualified? Is it because? No. Don't worry. And then don't bother yourself with what are people thinking? Are they thinking about? That's a waste of time. Don't bother yourself. Glory to God. Your dealing is with God. Your judgment is with the Father. Are we together? Your judgment is with the Father. Judgment, I mean, not judging it negatively now. Your justice, that's what I mean, is with the Father. Be bold. Amen. be bold is for a testimony. I say be bold is for a testimony. Hallelujah. All right, so that's my job in this service. Glory to God. Different areas of his interest. Number one, territory. Satan is interested in territories. And as a Christian, you too have to be interested in territories. Very important. Number two, I say he's interested in institutions and organization. Number three, he's interested in families. Number four, he's interested in individuals. But it trickles down that way, okay? It trickles down that way. He's first interested in territories. Satan is interested in people groups. He's interested in cities. He's interested in nations. Because in the realm of the spirit, the will for propagating any agenda is influenced. Did you get that? You can write it somewhere. The will, if you notice in the book of Acts, the major way the gospel spread was through popularity. Was through popularity and influence. True popularity and influence. Hallelujah. Very important. And as believers too, we are interested in those things. So, if these are the various layers of his interest, these are also the layers of spiritual warfare. Very important. And it means as a believer, you must learn to engage in spiritual warfare across these layers. That means there are times you will stand and speak over a city. There are times you will stand and defend a sector, the industry. Are we together? There are times you will stand and drive out the pollution in an industry. Yes, it can be done. It can be done. And this is where you should think of channeling your faith to. Because after getting car houses and the other things you want, what next? Do you understand? After making the money, to what end? You must see it as a tool to defend territories, to defend God's desolate heritages. Hallelujah. You must see it as a tool to liberate all of creation. The Bible says the earnest, all of creation are groaning. They are groaning in pain until the sons of God are manifested. Romans chapter 8. All of creation. So it wasn't just Adam that fell. Creation fell. And the coming of Jesus is not just the restoration of just individual men. It's also the restoration of creation. Did you get that? And that includes people groups, places, hallelujah, and things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A dog who strays to a house of a wizard is not the same thing as the dog who lives in the house of a kingdom person who is anointed. Are you aware of that? The atmosphere is different. You may say it's just a dog. No, he's a creation. He needs liberty. That dog is struggling with demons all the time. He may run away when he has the chance. Amen. The one living in the house of the Babalawo. Amen. But imagine the dog living in your house. He's blessed. He's hearing worship songs. Glory to God. Hearing messages. Glory to God. Hearing devotion. The atmosphere is different. And I'm not joking. You may be laughing, but it's real. It's real. Is real. The same thing, the cars that you buy are blessed. The clothes that you buy are blessed. Do you know who the believer is? Everything we have has the anointing on it. When it comes into our house, something supernatural passes on them. Are you listening to me? This is who we are. We are carriers. You are envoys of his presence. We are dispensers and communicators of the presence of God. We are carriers of eternal life. Do you understand? And you have to think about it that way. That everything I touch turns to good. Yes, sir. Everything that has to do with me has a blessing on it. Didn't you read in the Bible that a blessing covered even to the livestock in their homes? It covers even to the rodents in your house. That means if rats come around your neighborhood, they multiply. Do you understand? Are you here? When you go to the farm and plant things, they grow, they multiply, they grow up normally. Why? The impact of the blessing. There's an anointing upon you. Glory to God. Things should last with you. You should not hold the phone and in 1 month it has destroyed. No, you have eternal life. Don't you understand? You have eternal life. You are the house of the Holy Ghost. Do you know Jesus has been in heaven for the last 2,000 years and he still looks like a 33-year-old man? There's no age in there. Why? The presence of God supervises everything and ensures that there is a younging Oh, glory to God. Did you get that? There's a refreshing. If anything dead comes there, there's a revival. What do you think happened to Aaron's rod that budded? They took a dry rod into the Holy of Holies. When the presence of God came upon it, it budded, it blossomed, and brought forth almond. A dry stick blossomed. How much more your life? They took the Ark of the Covenant, physical ark that symbolizes the presence of God. Are you with me? They took the Ark of the Lord to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The Bible says, after six months, that presence began to affect everything in his house. Everything. His crops, his livestock, the favor of God upon his life. People pass by, say, Obed-Edom, I just thought about you. Take these cattle. Obed-Edom, how are you today? I just thought to help you. Take this livestock. Is somebody here? Take this silver. Take this gold. Why? The ark was in his house. He became so prosperous that the king heard him. Listen, the kind of prosperity that will get to the palace is not joke. It's not joke. But the king had to hear about it. The king said, what is meant for an entire nation is in the house of one man. Obed-Edom the Gittite. The Bible says God prospered the house. These things are in scriptures for our learning. The presence of God came to a man's house and he began to prosper. How much more you in the New Testament? You are the house of God, the Bible says. He said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, that he lives in you? That's what he says. He says, I will live in them. I will walk in them. Where is the house now? Where is accommodation? He lives in us now. He says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It has to be a consciousness. You can't fail. You cannot but prosper. You cannot but be favored. Now you are not just a holder, you are the ark. You are the ark of the covenant. No, I'm serious. You are the ark of the covenant. You know what that means? For you now, everywhere you go, prosperity goes. That means if you took a job in a place, if you wasn't working before, you start working. Listen, this is the life of the believer. This is the Christian life. If you wasn't working before, you start working. Didn't you read what Laban said? Laban said, I have noticed through the omen of divination that God has blessed me since your coming. He was talking to Jacob. The flock he had were few flocks until Jacob came. They began to multiply for some reasons. You can look for natural explanation to give it. But there is a supernatural working at the back end. This is your life. When you wake up in the morning, remember these things I've told you. Remember that you are the ark of the covenant. You are the carrier of the blessing. You are the carrier of increase. You cannot be defeated. You cannot be broke. No, you cannot. You will not be poor another day of your life. But you say, Pastor, I'm still squatting, looking for 100,000, looking for 50,000. It makes no difference. Circumstances does not change status. You will walk the consciousness until it becomes your daily experience. I see miracles every day. Oh, you tell yourself that, or do you see it? I see miracles every day. In my life, I see favors every day. You will say it until it becomes a present hour, a pulsating consciousness, and a walking experience. God has put his favor upon me. God has put his honor upon me. You say it to yourself. God has put his favor upon me. He has put his honor upon me. Everything that has to do with me has been blessed because Jesus died. What I'm saying now is part of warfare.
Yes, sir.
It's part of warfare. Glory to God. How did I get here? I was talking about Satan's layer of interest. His interest and integrity. So must we. He's interested in influence. We too must be interested in influence. You don't go to something when you want to do a job for an organization, no matter how big it is and no matter how small you think you are. Can I share a secret with you? Don't go and talk to the secretary or the assistant manager or the manager. Go to the MD. Go to the MD. Go to the man. Sometimes it's easier dealing there than this one. Go to the MD. Go to the MD. Dress well. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Break bread. And hit the place of influence. Back in school, I like talking to cult leaders. One eventually got born again, even though it's late now. Because if you hit them, the influence is more. Are you here? There's a way you should think. Think influence. Don't think putting body and soul together. Think influence. First of all, in this place, if you do like that, it's crumbs you'll be left with. Think influence. Engage the powers of hell at the highest level in that industry. And you see that doors will be opening to you. Because you see, when you kill lion in the spirit realm, it will show on you in physically. Do you understand what I mean? When you strangulate the demonic powers at a level, when you come to do the thing, it is easier. If not, just be getting distracted. Small devils just distracting you. Small devils just distracting you. Before you know this has happened, you are distracted. You can't focus on the main thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we do warfare at that level. Curse devil spirits. Curse them. Be bold. Where's your authority? That's what we'll deal with today. We have authority. Give me Matthew's gospel. Quickly. Matthew 28. We have authority. We have authority. I said we have authority. Oh yes, we do. Give me St. Matthew's gospel 28. Thank you, Lord. Let's start from Matthew 10. Read 1-3, then jump to it. We have authority. So the third service, let me bring your mind to that. Ahead of all the structures and the stratagems and activities of Satan, we have authority. It's called the believer's authority. He says, and he said unto them, be not afraid. No, I say, go to Matthew 10. Sorry, Matthew 10, 1-3. I say, go back to Matthew 10. Or go to Matthew 10 first. Wherever we stop today, I'll make it a part of total June total immersion, which will happen 14th or so. Amen. Are you happy about that? I'm helping you. Praise God. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. The Greek word there is authority, man. Not power in ability. There are two kinds of power. There's authority power and there's ability power. Do you understand? Authority is the right to command. It's different from ability. The warden, that's the basic example we can give. The traffic warden at the junction there may not have a gun, but when he stands and does his hand like this, people stop, two of us. When he turns the other way and say, you move, people move, two of us. No matter how big the vehicle is, if he stretches his hand and says stop, the vehicle has to stop. Why? Authority. It doesn't need to threaten them with gun. In the minds of the citizens, they know that the government has authorized this man standing there. Now, you notice that if a man in mufti, you see the confession at junction where the people have closed, and then the guy in mufti is just standing and saying, no, you wait. Okay, wait now. Have you seen him before? People don't respect him because there is no perception of authority. For the other guy, they know if they disobey, their car may be impounded and taken to the station. Have you noticed that? Not because he has a gun. That is authority. Authority is positional and it is conferred. Are you with me? Authority has nothing to do with feeling. Ability, expressing ability power, may have to do with feeling. But authority, no. It has nothing to do with feeling. It's positional. A military general enters the place, whether he feels like or not, if he does his hand, if it's a jurisdiction, and he does that, you are a foolish boy, put him in the guard room. He may be joking, but that word will be carried out. God help you, if you forget, you'll be there for 2 weeks. It's called what? Authority. It has nothing to do with size or height. When there are 10 people coming towards you, In no time, you know the person in charge out of the ten.
Yes, sir.
They don't need to carry a gun. No, it will show. When he speaks, when they speak, whose words are carried out? That's how you know. Okay, move here. Carry this one. Okay, carry. Is it this one I'm looking for? Do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. That's how authority works. It's positional. The person doesn't need to look it. I remember years ago, somebody was listening to us on radio. I think I was about traveling now. So he came into the office. I was with t-shirt and jeans. Amen. Jean trouser. And I came and said, I'm looking for the pastor of this church. Amen. I'm looking for the pastor of this church. He's been blessing me on radio. Just looking for the pastor of this church. Okay. And I said, okay. No, I think they told him I was the one also, so he couldn't reconcile it. Hallelujah. He couldn't reconcile it. So we just started talking. I said, I'm actually the pastor. He was so surprised. I said, are you the one I used to hear on radio? You sounded like an old man. Amen. That, listening to this stuff, I sounded like an old man. So sorry, that's why he didn't believe initially that I was the one. Praise God. Hallelujah. But see, it has nothing to do with look. It has nothing to do with the clothes you are wearing. Glory to God. It's positional. Hallelujah. Do you understand?
Yes,
it's positional. You've seen very men that are not so tall. Amen. And I've told you before, be polite. Don't use short. Amen. Even the Bible is polite in addressing people. It says Zacchaeus was a man of little stature. The Bible did not say, and Zacchaeus was a short man. Those of you that have not learned this, you have to learn it. Don't say, hey, that short sister, if I catch you. Or that short brother, don't say that. That is not biblical, amen. The Bible has respect, truly. And our culture is from the world. Zacchaeus wasn't that tall. You know what the Bible says? It says Zacchaeus was a man of little stature. Glory to God. That sounds polite. Glory to God. Now, have you seen when men of little stature marry huge women? Amen. One is coming to my mind now. Huge, big, tall, big man. And then this guy is brief, but he's in charge. You can't mistake it. Shagava. He's in charge. Ah, his money speaks, his mouth speaks. No, you can't deny. A picture is coming to my mind. It was the professor, one of my professors. Yeah, Kebaya. You know he's in charge. Glory to God. Now, it had nothing to do with size. It had nothing to do with how he looked. By virtue of the arrangement of marriage, he's your guy at the top. Amen. Glory to God. And when he speaks, his words has to be carried out. Amen. His words have to be obeyed. No, that's the truth. His words have to be obeyed. In fact, in the house, all his children would have grown past him in height. But it makes no difference. When he roars, everybody obeys. Everybody runs in. Amen. Everybody obeys. Glory to God. Are you with me? That is authority. He gave them authority over all devils. Perukapaya. He gave them authority. Authority. Over all devils. He called his disciples to himself. Give me King James now. Over. He gave them authority against unclean spirit to cast them out. And to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Luke's account puts it better. He said authority over all devils. Hallelujah. We have authority. Glory to God. Go to Matthew 28 now. Go to Matthew 28. We have authority. Oh yes, we do. And that authority is over all devils. Then Jesus said, no, not there. Start from verse 27. Matthew 28. Sorry, verse 18. There's no 27. Verse 18. Matthew 28, 18. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, yeah, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. What? All power. All power. What is left for the devil? Talk to me, somebody. What is left for witches and wizards? Nothing. He says, all power in heaven and in earth, meaning in the invisible realm and in the visible realm, has been given unto me. You hear what it says next? He said, go ye therefore.
Yes,
oh God, what does this mean? Go in this all power. go in this all power, you have authority. God cannot send you to a sector and a sector gives you a bad body language. No, you will command it to give you, to change his body language towards you. I don't even understand what's happening, but God told me this business, I don't know, this place, there are many titans in this place. If you are new like this, they just oppress you. You are not serious. All power has been given unto you in heaven and in earth. You will sit in your room and say, in the name of Jesus, I have command over this industry. I have command over this industry. You pray it out. Command. God has given me a voice of command. Name your industry. God has given me a voice of command in this industry. In the name of Jesus Christ, your gates are open to me, Ephatah. You are open. You are open. The gates to where things are happening, they are open to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he's talking about. Oh, Pai, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, discipline the nations, disciple the nations. So, discipleship or reaching the nations on the earth is on account of the authority of Christ. Are we together? We are not going by ourselves. He says, all power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. Go ye therefore. Okay, go ye therefore. Meaning, go with this power and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Are you seeing this? We have all power backing us. We do. We do. Amen. We're talking about the believer's authority now. The Christian should not be afraid of devils. Mark chapter 16, quickly. Mark 16, we'll start from 15. You shouldn't be afraid of devils. You know, they are Christian. When I see somebody convulsing on the ground, maybe a demon-possessed person, and they're just convulsing, they just take cover. They just take cover. How many of you remember Jerry Eze, Pastor Jerry Eze's story of the young girl? That is to say, if I beat you, if I beat you. And then when power came, Ongu is fire, right? What is fire again? Oku, yes, Oku, sorry. See, Oku, she took off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What happened through those series of praying and fasting? There was an increase, of course, of his consciousness of authority, and there's an activation of ability power. So when he showed up in power, in the two dimensions of power. Glory to God. You know, when I talked about power some years ago, I said this power has, how many of you remember? I call them battery powers and socket powers. You remember? They are socket powers, transformer powers. Amen. Socket powers. Hallelujah. And battery powers. Glory to God. Are you there? Mark 16. Mark 16. We'll look for a comfortable place to stop. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's your commando. As you are doing that business, it is ministry. Are you with me? As you are practicing that profession, it is ministry. As you are practicing the medicine, you are coding the codes, it is ministry. Go ye therefore. He said, go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I love the expression. It means you are to preach to everything. The jurisdiction of your authority covers everything. Everything means everything. Amen. You can speak to the air. You can speak to wardrobe. You can speak to cars. Are you listening to me? You can speak to your hair. You can speak to your body. Everything. You, every creature. Every creature. Jesus spoke to trees. He spoke to trees. You, if you are passing by, I see a man talking to a tree, don't you think he has colored? Amen. But if you're a Christian who understands spiritual things, you know that not everybody talking to himself is mad. Not everybody talking to things is mad. Do you understand? You talk to your body. You talk to pains. You talk to deaf ears. You talk to things. You talk to beds. You talk to wardrobes. Everything. You talk to bank accounts. You say, be feed. Don't you understand? It's a life of faith. You don't have another way of living. Do you understand? You talk to contract. You will talk to cities because they can hear you. You will address the soul of a city. Glory to God. Because they can hear you. Didn't you read in your Bible that Ezekiel spoke to dry bones? Not by himself. He was instructed by the Lord. He said, prophesy to these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Dry bones are not living. Do you understand? Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. And they heard the word of the Lord. Speak to things. Preach to every creature. Preach to every creature. Glory to God. On account of God's word, preach the word to them. Preach. Preach. You are feeling headache. Preach to it. Himself took the headache away. You talk to it. Glory to God. Speak to every creature. Speak to your marriage. Just speak. Talk. 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 The Bible says the greatest member of your body is your tongue. Because it controls the entire body, isn't it? And amazingly, that's where you express authority from. Speak. Preach to every creature. Next verse. Baptizing them in the name of the Father. And is baptized shall be saved, and he that believes not is damned. So I was quoting Matthew 28. Amen. All right, is damned, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Verse 17 now, in my name. That's where I want you to, that's where I want us to get to. These signs shall follow them that believe. Who are the signs supposed to follow? He didn't say you will pray so that these signs will follow you. He's not prophesying. It's not the prophecy. Look at it closely. He's giving you the identifying features of believers. He says, when you see believers, this is how you know them. In my name, they shall cast out devils. That means your authority is invested in the name of Jesus. And that name has been given to us to use. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Palakaposa. And the more you increase in the consciousness, the more it works for you. Actually, I think it was Dr. David Oyedepo who was, they were about to have accident with his wife. I think he made reference to it recently. And then the wife said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He said, once is enough. His concern was that she was calling Jesus many times. He said, once is enough. He was not concerned about what was about to happen. Why? You can't fake that realm. You enter into it. An accident is about to happen. You are not thinking of the accident. You are concerned that somebody is saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He said, once is enough. And of course, he came out because they are still preaching. Amen. You know him. Glory to God. But the consciousness had come. In my name, they shall cast out devils. And by the way, now, you don't just cast out devils only from individuals. You cast out devils from families. That's what I've been trying to see all ever since. You understand? From first service, those layers of interest that I give to you. You cast out devils from families. You cast out devils from offices, from institutions, from market space. Glory to God. From territories, you cast out devils from places. The Greek word is ekbalo. It means to kick out. It means to forcefully eject. In my name, they shall kick out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Ah, authority. Now, serpent is symbolic of demonic powers, but this one is literal. Every time you see things in the Bible, take the literal first. Then it's both literal and figurative. Do you understand? This one is literal too. Because I saw a man, Paul, he did it. He did it in the island of Malta. The Bible says, while he was gathering stick, a serpent fastened into his hand. And he shook the beast into the fire. They were waiting for him to swell up and die. But nothing happened. Nothing happened. They changed their mouth. They said, this guy is a god. They shall take up serpent. A translation says, they shall take up serpent with safety. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And the sick shall recover. You know why? Authority. Authority. Sickness, most sicknesses are caused by devils. If you read the Acts of the Apostles, you see, when they took handkerchiefs and aprons from the body of Paul, the sick were healed, demons departed. When Philip entered Samaria, you saw what happened, the sick were healed, demons ejected out. So we have authority over all devils. We have authority over all territories. We have authority in the three worlds, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. We do. Where is our authority in heaven? We can give command to angels. Because the new creation is superior to angel. has Bible teaching. Do you understand? He's superior to angel. Christ, for the sake, by the reason of his sacrifice and his love for us, has brought us into himself. Whatever hears him in heaven hears us. Do you understand? Why? In my name. That means you are not coming in your name. You are coming in another name. In the name of Jesus. So when you are talking to an angel, he sees you in Christ. Do you understand? He sees you in Christ. He sees you in Christ. Prayer, meditation increases your consciousness in this thing. The first time I cast the devil out, I was 17 or so. First time ever. Do you understand? When I say come out, you did not come out. Amen. First one. I now remember something that my pastor said. He said, if you don't come out now, I will send you to hell before your time. And we're told then in church that demons don't like going back to hell because their master is a tormenting master. Amen. So I remembered. I said, if you don't come out now, I'll send you back to hell. And pew, he went out. The demon did not say, Kai, this guy is 17 years old. No. 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 I was exercising my authority. Exercising my authority. I think I was praying for somebody. It's kind of holding all this. I said, no, this thing is mine. Don't carry it. All those funny things. You tell it is seized. Sorry, devil, this thing has been seized by me. Come out. I said, no, the hair she's holding is my hair. It came from my kingdom. And she belongs to me. And I say, oh, sister, bring is also. Is this what we have been saying? If you should stop wearing this, Vivon, you are wearing it. It's from the marine kingdom. Bring me scissors. You now bow. You are not serious. You are obeying demons. Demons that lie. You are negotiating with demons. In the arena of authority, there's no negotiation. What do you mean by it's yours? Even if it's his, it's seized. Satan doesn't create anything. Haven't you heard? He only corrupts what God creates. You say he's seized. Oh yeah, come out. Some of you, the picture of warfare and demons you have is that of fear. When you read some of those fearful books, when they talk about warfare, you know, say, hey, be careful. Somebody say, ah, this is why we say people should be sensitive when they are doing deliverance. Eh? Now the demons say, well, you want me to come out? I go in a straight way. I don't remember that story by color. I go in a straight way. I go in the street here and I say, clear path for this demon to pass. And you see, people were not sensitive. I saw one child on the way. I now ran and died, like action movie. Hey, imagine slow motion. Hey, get out of the way. And then when the demon came out, he scattered the loofahs. Nonsense. Have you tried to cast out demons from people and they ask you, sir, are you ready? Stupid question. Are you ready? Authority is positional. It's positional. That means waking up from sleep. You say, out, get out of that place. Glory to God. Especially exorcism. Do you understand? When we are dealing with territorial devils, that's another game altogether. Are we together? We're talking about small demons playing tricks, possessing people, lying here and there. Those lying devils, you don't waste time. Check them out with anger, understanding who you are. You are not coming in your name. You are coming in the name of Jesus, your Lord and your Savior. That is your consciousness when you are dealing with devils. You have authority, and that authority is invested in the name of Jesus. So you address them to get out of your finances. As they do that, you will see a difference. Get out of your business. Get out of your ministry. Get out. You exercise your authority. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't go shaving people. Barbing people rather. Amen. And they say, what is your name? I'm Hukubus and Sukubus. From which region of the ocean? Well, from the Indian Ocean. Amen. What are you looking for? When you study the Bible, notice what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Now, don't say, okay, but Jesus asked, what are your names? For legions were many. It happened just once. So you have to now study around it. Why did that happen? You can't take a doctrine out of it. Do you understand? There was a reason. You're now dancing. If that's what you want, you will get. You know what I've learned? In deliverance ministry, if you want people to vomit, you will get it. If you want to have class, whatever they want to vomit, let it disappear. You will get it. You did not get it. It's about what class you want to operate in. If you want drama, no, I'm not coming out. What are your names? Why am I saying Hukubu? Why am I remembering Hukubus and Sukubus? That spirit husband and spirit wife, Abi. Hukubus and Sukubus. Hukubus and Sukubus. It happens, though. Don't say it. You are a believer. You cannot have spirit husband. Do you understand? Why will you have spirit husband? Divorce him. You are married to Jesus. Do you understand? No, I'm serious. I say somebody comes to touch me in the night, slap him and tell him never to come back. In your dream, say, Pastor, yes. He comes from a consciousness. Why will a man come to sleep with you in a dream? You slap him and warn him never to come back to you in this dream again. Not even his shirt. If you see his shirt, tell him, if I find your back self in my dream, you'll be in trouble. Do you understand? You are Hukubus and Sukubus. Why should he speak? But this has happened to people. There was a lady. They married her official ceremony to a spirit husband. A ring entered her hand. She thought it was a joke. One day she was eating food. Food was being eaten on the other side. Shagaba. Are you joking? And then she started dating somebody else. Wanting to marry somebody else. You know, at that level, water don't pass Gario. You need to look for help. Somebody was eating food with him. Pashikapa. Life is spiritual. And by the way, spiritual warfare. You know, when you talk about this, some Europeans think all the demons are in Africa. No. I must teach this thing in total immersion. So that I will teach it in total immersion. Forget. Demons in Africa. There are demons everywhere. The demons there are callous. You see, the way I teach people hang themselves. It is a joke. They say, no, it's psychological. You are speaking English. Again, you are speaking English. Too much English is your problem. There is some psychiatry. They say mental health. We have closed demonic activities with nice names. Brother, if you are feeling depressed, it's not mental health. It's the spirit of heaviness. Cast it out. I'm just having a mental health issue. Don't discriminate against mental health. What are you saying? What are you saying? You want to stay there? You want to defend or discriminate? What are you even saying? What are you saying? They should not discriminate against what? Don't discriminate against what? You are depressed. You are getting depressed for too long. Handle it. Take antidepressant. Holy go my queen. You understand? Speak in tongues. Let me tell you. Speaking in tongues is the best antidepressant I know. And rejoicing, take it. Blast in tongues, dance in your room, speak in tongues abundantly until the waters rise. Don't be lazy. Speak in tongues. Lock yourself. Rababa. At the beginning, you may feel dry. No problem. Continue. Have worship playing in the background. Amen. Until the gears start changing. And then you start feeling the fire. And then one scripture comes to your mind. You start rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lebeta. Kebaburasa. Lebatusa. Kelebosa. You see, the situation has not changed, but you have changed. And that is how God changes things. Depressed? I can never be depressed. Depressed. You say to yourself, I'm not. Is it because I've been saying this. I've never been depressed since. Do you understand? Is it because things don't happen that should get me depressed? If you focus on things happening, you are not ready. In life, things happen to everybody. How many body?
Everyone.
You are not unique. You are not, don't feel too unique in that area. It happens to everybody. You decide your response. If a young man abandons you, there are many that it happened to. You are not the first. Pack yourself off. Speak in tongues and rejoice. If a young man abandons you, there are many. Somebody says, I want to kill myself. One guy says, he wants to jump into the well. His other friend says, let him go and jump into the well. Foolish boy, you're a man. Boy, girl, lady leaves you, you want to jump into the well. Are you normal?
that's for ladies. It's ladies who should be begging and pleading with. Eh? It's ladies. What are you doing with that? What happened? You want to jump? I feel like killing myself. A man talking like that. Give him a rope. You say, go and hang yourself. But stay close by or you may hang yourself. Amen. Rise to your feet. Glory to God. Are you blessed? Father, we thank you. I love you too. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We have authority. And we believe it. How many of you are going to use the things you're learning? Don't wait for things to change. Change them. Some of you, what you are looking for is seasons of warfare. Do you understand? Declare 3 days prayer and fasting. Of cursing devils. Of making declarations. Write the scriptures down and war with them. That is warfare. I've just given you like 20 to 30% of the things I'm supposed to do. So we are adjourn either for Sunday or total immersion. If we're not starting our July series Sunday, we'll teach it on Sunday. If we are, we'll do our total immersion. Have you been blessed? Lift your hands toward heaven and bless the Lord. Father, we thank you. Truly our hearts and our lives are established in this truth we have heard, and we are living manifestations of the reality of the words we have shared. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.